Welcome to our Composites Launch podcast episodes of Composites 360 on Tour. We bring you the brightest minds, influencers, and most important subject matters to your attention. We are here to cover the most current dialogues, presentations, and events in order to bring you the most creative ideas with the mission of creating sustainable value. Now listen to our latest episode and leave us your comments. So, buongiorno, dear LinkedIn community, Composites Launch members, Jack Forum Italy sellers and buyers, and all the Jack Italy markets out there. Welcome to our LinkedIn Live special edition on Jack Forum Italy.
The hard work of composites teams should be shouted from the rooftops. We're on a mission to give your solutions better visibility and reach, to make them more widely known in the market and gain the appreciation they deserve. To make lightweight construction and specialized technologies available to end users, as well as attract projects, customers, and talent, join our Composites Lounge community. The Composites Lounge community is open to entrepreneurs, C-levels, specialists, and managers who want to create a better world with their innovative composites and play a key role in the success of their company. So if you're a hidden champion who isn't sure how to best promote your work, join a supportive and innovative community which is focused on making composites achievements visible to end users. The Composites Lounge community celebrates and promotes the best innovations, lightweight construction technologies, and sustainable solutions in the automotive, aviation, renewable energy, oil and gas industries, and many more. Get involved at compositeslounge.com.
Today, I have the honor to welcome Professor Roberto Frassine, who is also the president, both the president of Assocompositi, the Italian Composites Association, and he's also the president of the European Industrial Composites Association, the UCA. So welcome, Roberto, to our show.
Buongiorno a tutti, buongiorno a tutti.
Exactly. So as you see, we are already bringing some Italian words into our stream. The reason is, if you are tuning in from Italy, please stay here because we will be talking. Roberto, Stefano and Sergio will be talking also in Italian language to you guys so that you feel really welcomed and comfortable. And please now write into the comments from where you're tuning in and what is your relationship to composites. We would like to know you guys more. And then I will greet now Sergio Gori from FK Group. Sergio is a CEO of the FK Group, and other than being a CEO, he's really driving the composites industry because he decided now the second time to support Jack Forum in Italy. And thank you, Sergio, for your decision and for your constant support. We need people like you that are supporting these initiatives to get our message on to the market. And alongside with Sergio is Stefano Ratti. Stefano is the business development manager, and Stefano is particularly looking after the composites market and technical textiles market, and we will dive into that in a moment, very, very nicely. So, Roberto, let's start with you on, explaining us the Jack Forum Italy. Yeah. And we will then, after Roberto, turn to Sergio and Stefano, and they will explain us about their solution, why they are supporting this industry. And of course, also I asked them about the company's culture and would like to know a bit more about the company culture. And finally, we will come back then to Roberto, and Roberto will explain us the Jack Forum Italy, the content, and also the conferences that are taking place. And he has really prepared with his team, together with the Jack Group, a really compelling program, and we would be really delighted to introduce this to you in this innovative format. All right, so we will make a short introduction.
For inviting us in this Composites Lounge, and we agreed with Ilkay that since the slides are in English, we can switch to Italian. Buongiorno a tutti, grazie di partecipare a questa per partecipare a questa presentazione. Voglio iniziare con una breve panoramica del mercato italiano dei compositi, che ho già presentato al Jack World in marzo. Ringraziare Jack Composites, Estinenco, Lucintel e Orbis per aver prodotto i dati che sto per presentarvi. E questi sono dati che avevamo visto lo scorso anno in una presentazione sempre fatta a Jack Forum 2014, in cui si vede in questo diagramma che rappresenta sull'asse verticale il volume del mercato dei compositi pro capita, quindi per abitante, in diverse nazioni nel mondo, in funzione del prodotto interno lordo, sempre pro capita. E da qui vediamo che tutto sommato la curva del mercato dei compositi italiano, rispetto alla curva media che collega, diciamo, i paesi del Far East, Cina, India, Thailandia, oltre che Brasile e Russia, con gli Stati Uniti che guidano, diciamo, questa classifica, trovava l'Italia l'anno scorso nella parte superiore, assieme a Spagna, certamente lontani dalla posizione di Taiwan, che è fuori dalla curva media, ma in ottima posizione. Nel corso dell'anno che ha preceduto c'è stata una variazione della posizione in classifica dei vari paesi, e l'Italia è ritornata, insieme alla Spagna e anche a Taiwan, sorprendentemente ben in linea con la curva media, il che significa che la produzione è rimasta la stessa, ma GDP, il prodotto lordo interno pro capita è diventato più alto. Quindi nulla è cambiato sostanzialmente, ma ci troviamo ora più allineati con il resto del mondo. Qualche paese ha fatto meglio, la Francia per esempio, il Canada ha fatto peggio, l'Inghilterra anche, diciamo, è peggiorata, ma la situazione non è evoluta molto. Il mercato italiano ed europeo dei compositi presenta il raffronto ci mostra delle differenze. Noi, per esempio, siamo un po' più arretrati dal punto di vista del mercato dei trasporti rispetto alla media europea. In aerospace e difesa ci difendiamo bene. Nel campo delle costruzioni siamo perfettamente allineati con le percentuali che vedete nella colonna di sinistra che riguardano il mercato europeo. Siamo più forti della media, e questo lo sappiamo, nel mercato invece del marino, quindi del mercato nel settore marino, e anche nel settore dei consumer goods, quindi quello che sono, insomma, il mercato generale dei prodotti per consumatori. Quindi il nostro punto forte è il settore della nautica, però ci difendiamo bene anche nel settore dell'energia, in quello delle costruzioni, della difesa, dell'aerospazio e dei trasporti. Noi siamo un global player, quindi abbiamo, rispetto ad altri paesi europei, una percentuale di ripartizione sul mercato europeo che è circa il 14%, quindi siamo in linea, vedete, con Francia, Spagna e Portogallo assieme. La parte da leone la fanno ovviamente l'Europa dell'Est e la Germania, ma diciamo non siamo poi così indietro in classifica, e l'Europa rispetto al resto del mondo costituisce circa il 20% del mercato. Quindi possiamo essere orgogliosi della nostra posizione e di poter dire la nostra, non solo in Europa ma anche nel resto del mondo. Naturalmente questo è un diagramma molto molto complicato che mi è stato fornito da Jack, che fa vedere l'evoluzione dei vari settori che abbiamo visto prima nel corso degli anni, e fa anche una previsione di quello che potrebbe essere il trend per fino al 2029. Non sappiamo quanto difficili sono queste previsioni, perché le condizioni contorno, non solo quelle tecniche ma anche quelle di mercato e finanziarie, e anche legate ai conflitti cambiano continuamente, ma ci sono buone prospettive di crescita, e vediamo, soprattutto nel settore dei trasporti e dell'energia. E in questi sono i settori in cui dovremo focalizzare un po' in futuro i nostri sforzi e la nostra attenzione. Mi piace richiamare che siamo leader nel settore della nautica e la nostra produzione globale nel settore della nautica è il 15% di tutta la produzione globale nel mondo, quindi non in Europa, e addirittura rappresentiamo il 54% della produzione mondiale nel settore dei super yacht. Quindi certamente questo è un fiore all'occhiello, ma abbiamo visto che ci sono tanti altri settori di punta, e quindi possiamo dire con orgoglio, insomma, che l'Italia è, per quanto riguarda i compositi, un paese tra i più importanti, non solo in Europa, ma anche al mondo. Qui vediamo la salita impressionante che ha avuto il settore dei compositi. Qui, esempio, per le grandi imbarcazioni, Fincantieri, ma è un po' simile per tutto il resto delle attività. Vedete, dal 2012 fino al 2024 il fatturato è triplicato, più che triplicato. Anche il settore delle energie rinnovabili sta crescendo. Sapete che le due principali attività in Italia sono l'eolico e l'idraulico, quindi l'hydropower, l'energia prodotta dall'acqua. Questa è cresciuta del 65% nel 2024 rispetto al 2023, quindi quanto riguarda l'hydropower il settore è in forte crescita. Un po' penalizzato invece il settore dell'energia eolica, non tanto per quelle barriere tecniche quanto per barriere legate ai permessi di installazione di nuovi impianti, di nuove wind farm. Sappiamo che l'Europa sta lavorando per rendere più snello il processo di autorizzazione delle nuove installazioni, e quindi contiamo sul fatto che questo settore, anche che è un po' penalizzato in questo momento da ragioni legislative, possa crescere. Comunque in media la crescita nel settore delle energie rinnovabili in Italia nel raffronto col 2003 è stata del 27%, che è un ottimo risultato. Quali sono quindi, per concludere, le sfide che dobbiamo affrontare nel futuro? Beh, certamente il costo dell'energia. Sappiamo che anche da questo punto di vista l'Europa e l'Italia stanno lavorando, i governi di Europa e Italia stanno lavorando per tenere il problema sotto controllo. Certamente l'innovazione e la produttività, che ha segnato un po' il passo nel nostro continente negli ultimi decenni e che deve essere rilanciata. L'abbiamo già citato, le regole e le autorizzazioni sono certamente un fattore di rallentamento della crescita, e poi abbiamo la sfida del dimostrare che i compositi possono contribuire a diminuire l'impatto ambientale di molte attività e sono materiali sostenibili. Da questo punto di vista mi permetto di cambiare cappello, passare dall'Italia all'Europa, e ricordare a tutti che stiamo lavorando per rendere più competitiva e sostenibile l'industria europea anche a Bruxelles, e per questo abbiamo lanciato in partnership con JEC quest'anno un'iniziativa che si chiama European Circular Composites Alliance. Questa iniziativa serve a aiutare lo sviluppo di una catena del valore circolare per i materiali compositi, aumentando la capacità di riutilizzo, riparazione, riutilizzazione e repurposing, scusate, e riciclo. Quindi vogliamo lavorare assieme all'industria per avere presto una catena del valore in azione, identificare e risolvere le barriere che in questo momento abbiamo individuato come problematiche per lo sviluppo di queste attività, e sviluppare strategie per la circolarità anche progetto dei prodotti. E poi vogliamo anche impegnarci a far vedere alla Commissione europea che stiamo lavorando e che stiamo ottenendo dei risultati. al Jack Show, scusate, abbiamo, quindi a marzo abbiamo lanciato l'iniziativa e abbiamo chiesto agli interessati, a tutte le aziende che erano sul salone, di firmare una lettera d'intento. Abbiamo raccolto più di 100 firme, quindi più di 100 aziende in tutta Europa si sono dette interessate a seguire gli sviluppi di questa Alliance, e sono lieto di annunciare che proprio oggi EUCIA pubblicherà il testo della Declaration, che è quello che si vuol fare, è l'impegno a farlo, e chiederemo a tutti quelli che hanno firmato la lettera di intenti a marzo di firmare e entrare a far parte di questa Alliance. E quindi state sintonizzati, perché ci saranno presto grosse novità. Grazie per l'attenzione.
So that was a fantastic presentation, Roberto. And I love this atmosphere of having an international show here, international live stream. Like also Yannick said, he's also now starting to comment in Italian, and also I wrote an Italian comment into this. Let me wrap up this first part, the community. The very important point here is this ECCA, the European Composite Circular Alliance, that was rolled out during the JEC in the early morning on the first day of the JEC World in Paris. And I was just about, flying into this presentation with Roberto and a policy officer of the European Commission, where they have introduced this. And I'm proud to say that I'm the first signer of
signatory,
that agreement.
Signatory of the letter.
Yes. And we will have a follow-up on particularly the Composites Circular Alliance with Roberto, not today, but at the JEC Forum Italy. I will interview Roberto on this one, and I will relay all this information to you community soon. So stay tuned on that. Yeah. So let me check.
Sorry, yes. Kai, just to answer Yannick's question, how to join the European Circular Alliance.
Yes.
Yannick, please go to EUCIA website, and today you will find all the instructions to join the Alliance.
Yes, it's very easy, and it is for now, as far as I see, it is a really sensible and a purposeful alliance. And maybe one sentence: are not the only association that has an alliance like this. There is a huge role model here in the plastics industry. Is that right?
Absolutely, absolutely. We were inspired by what the Commission did for the plastics, and we decided to replicate it. And we are in strong connection with the Commission. So the Commission will be part of the alliance. They will not be promoting the alliance as they did for plastics. Well, they promised to be part of the steering committee and guide us through the best practice. So we have a strong alliance with the Commission as well.
Okay, wonderful. So we have got a lot of social proof here. And I'm seeing we got a lot of support now. Roberto from Italy, Riccardo Ampolini says Italian is perfect for him. As he says, thank you. Then Rafael has joined us. Link to join ECCA will be available end of the day. Okay. Thanks, Rafael, for providing this. Just write it in the chat anytime you are ready. So we had that. Then Yannick says, è un grande onore ricevere, whatever that means, professor, So Yannick is... supporting me with the Duolingo. Okay. Yes, that would be the next level. We got Poland here today. Maybe I take this as an indication also to tell you guys, we have this year JEC Forum Italy, but there is also a version JEC Forum Central Europe coming up. And so Piotr, I've invited some Polish guests also. Thank you for joining us today. Yes, a lot of faces here from Zurich. Then we have Germany, and we have Hanover being here today as usual. So then let me get this away. So after this very, very short break, I will get you Sergio and Stefano into the picture. And Roberto, I will see you later. So, wonderful, good morning, buongiorno, Sergio and Stefano, one more time.
So, good morning, guys.
So, how has Italy finalized the European Song Contest? 12 points to Italy or not?
I don't know. No, 8 points. Finally, we close fifth position.
then you are double the number of Germany at least, or even more. Yeah. So top five is top ten is already a good one. Anyway, Italy has the best music in the world, alongside Germany with the opera and everything. But today our topic is of course not music. Maybe we do some compositions with composites. Yeah, not compositing music, but compositing. Yes. Composites. So we are more on the technical sides of the thing. Sergio, I would like to use this opportunity to thank you one more time for supporting this the Jack Forum and the Composites families. Yeah. If you could run me through your personality and how you have set up your company, and I would like to particularly get more about the company cultures in future, a bit more into my live streams. Maybe you can introduce what kind of culture have you established at FK Group?
Yeah, very easily, because we live this culture. You do, unfortunately, I'm old. I live 70% of the history, 60% of the history of this company, because in a few years, this company will achieve the 70 years old from the foundation. Our president is still here with us. And fortunately, he was the people that started the company in 1960, around 1960. So the culture come from very far and come from fabric, obviously. We developed it in around 70 years, any kinds of solution for fabric. Obviously, in a certain moment when I arrived in the company from other big company, me and Stefano arrived from other big group inside of FK. I arrived around 20 plus years ago, and Stefano more than 10 years, 15 years ago around. Then finally, we say, why we don't use huge experience, the great part and the experience of this company, even for composite, for many things. And we was right, because today for FK composite market, aerospace, boat industry, super yacht, airplanes, it's a huge and important part of our business. Stefano will explain that to me finally about this. Our culture comes from fabric, from far. Our first customer, and still, actually, in the fabric company like Prada, Gucci, Ferragamo, but obviously, this is another field. The experience that we did, we got in the 50, in the previous 50 years of our history, we are using today, and our approach was very. The reason of our honestly success, because we achieved a very good result, we are very, very happy, is because the intuitions, I see a very interesting point, the intuitions. Intuition sometimes come not because we are intelligent, simply we are old, we have experience. Then for us, when we have to create 5 roll at the same time, to cut 6 roll at the same time, to cut cool, to have many kinds of solution about environment, about, for us it's normal because we developed this in the last 70 years. Then we are applying, thanks to the new technology, we are using and transfer the old idea in a true situation today, thanks to the new technology. So the idea and the project existed since many years ago, but the solutions were because robots, because IA, because virtual exists today, not 30 years ago. This is the reason because we are, honestly speaking, exploding in our develop, in our system. This is okay. Charlie, the slide, the FK. This is more or less the FK. The important point for me, I don't know, okay, perfect. The important point for me, if you remember what Roberto, our president, say before about the countries and the sectors correspond exactly with our situation. In fact, in the marine is where we are doing the best things. In the automotive industry is the second parts of the very important in our sales, honestly speaking, because any company lives like selling. And another very important point for K is that honestly, Jack helped us a lot in our growing. Thanks, Jack, for everything. We participate, honestly, till now at any Jack work, mostly of the Jack forum. Very important. Later, we was talking before me and Stefano. Very frankly, why we like a lot Jack forum. The reason, yeah. Stefano, is because Stefano say me, because in Jack forum. Sorry, we are talking very freely, like friends. We are friends. We are a community.
For our networking is necessary to reinforce our presence on the market.
And Stefano said me something very interesting. Stefano said me, Sergio, in the Czech world, the people look. The people see our machine, see a new solution. The people understand something. In the forum, the people come with the right idea and they do the right question. This is the very important point for us. Why? For us, the forum and the Dutch, including Dutch, it's important. It's very important for us. More than you know, okay, the Jack World, it's the start, it's the first. Any year we start with Jack World and later we continue. But it was a very good notation that say from come from Stefan. Stefan said, the customer come in the forum with the right question. When arrive with the right question, we have a right answer. Is it? This is the point. This is more or less our culture. We can, I hope, after the forum in Erba, to see many people, because also we try to invite everybody in our company, to show our company. But honestly, truly, it's for us one honor to participate at any event with Jack, because it's the key. Even in Asia, we participate. And obviously, after the schematic diagram presented to our president, the countries indicated are exactly the countries where we are finding interest, because of those countries where our composite market is growing more. Ah, sorry, I'm talking in English. Is it, it's free? It's, I think it's okay. We can all, possiamo anche rispondere a qualche domanda in italiano.
Yeah, please go ahead and speak also to the Italian community. Let's get this Italian vibe into this.
Okay. Obviously, if someone wants in Spanish and Armenian, we are able to watch many different languages. Okay, so about the culture of FK, this is about the culture of FK. In the culture of FK, I don't know if it is the moment, there are our solutions that can explain Stefano, because solutions is a part of our culture. I don't know if it's the time now for start Stefano talking about our idea, our intuition, our solutions. So if he's the mind that we'd like to start with our small slide in English.
Yes, yes, please go ahead. And I'm eagerly awaiting your solutions.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Proseguo magari in italiano le slide sono in inglese, così in questo modo poi sei
posso interagire
diversamente. Niente, come già detto da Sergio, insomma, abbiamo una lunga tradizione in produzione di sistemi di taglio che derivano dai tessuti, e ora abbiamo trasportato tutta questa nostra conoscenza nel mondo dei compositi. Abbiamo riepilogato un attimino nei nostri ragionamenti quelli che sono le necessità quando si parla di taglio dei compositi, per cui avere macchine di taglio molto versatili, flessibili, che siano allo stesso tempo veloci, in grado di produrre, insomma, a seconda delle esigenze, di un certo tipo di produzione, ma allo stesso modo ovviamente non deve mancare la precisione, che poi si trasforma in quella che deve essere la ripetibilità di ogni pezzo. Poi entreremo in alcuni dettagli che ci caratterizzano, come il controllo della temperatura in fase di taglio e tutto quello che è anche un discorso di risparmio del materiale, quindi anche questo si traduce sì in un saving dei costi e anche in un impatto su quello, insomma, che è la parte più ambientale, insomma, quindi anche questo aspetto. Abbiamo due tecnologie di taglio, taglio lama sicuramente, parliamo poi di macchine di taglio con piani in feltro e macchine di taglio con piani a spatole. Queste adesso andremo a vedere un pochino più nel dettaglio, saremo comunque brevi. Sì, sì.
So, sorry, I do an intervention in English for those people that are there. Basically, all our cutting machine are not alone. Not only cutting machine. The intuition is, and it's not only cutting machine, but also logistics. Not only cutting machine, but also feeding. Not only cutting machine, but also control of the temperature in the cutting area. Not only specific parts, because any process, you must see any process in a context of the company. So all the kinds of certification, especially we are very strong in aerospace industry, we can provide any kinds of certification about it. Which temperature we cut the machine with no pollution. So we have two technology, the things that was two huge technology. One is the felt technology, is a cheap technology, but we have basically mostly of the people are using this called single ply cutter and multiply system that can cut off, obviously also single ply. This is different because it creates an environment of cutting where we control temperature, the temperature of the blade, the temperature of the material.
I can show it.
Sure. Sì, di fatto noi creiamo un ambiente a sé stante, abbiamo due macchine, come diceva Steve, una col feltro, andiamo proprio alla, ecco, qui si vede abbastanza bene. Come vedete a sinistra, on the left, there is the Felt technology, on the right there is the Bristol technology. The Bristol technology permit to cut at the maximum 30 with the gradient of 35 degree in the blade maximum. This is what we control. The pin is not because of FK problems, but any kinds of cut that cut with a pin needs to arrive minimum for cut at 55 degree. Sometimes this temperature is not acceptable, especially for aerospace industry, even with the new design, it's possible to have a high temperature, but it's not for us. It's basically it's a unique company, I think, in the world that can control this. Furthermore, in the Bristol technology, we can certificate absolutely with ISO 50-11, certification is an automotive certification, that the air is not polluted, the pickup area is not polluted, your product, final product, will be perfect without any pollution. Vai, vai in italiano, lo ripeto.
Allora, questa slide, appunto, quello che ha detto Sergio, descrive le due differenze tra il taglio con l'area di taglio in feltro e l'area di taglio con le spazzole. Come vediamo, ovviamente il feltro è una soluzione che abbiamo, una soluzione, diciamo, quella che vogliamo dire più economica, dove il materiale va in appoggio tutto sulla superficie di taglio e quindi ho una riflessione di quella che è la temperatura di taglio. Mentre per quanto riguarda il piano con le spatole, dove ho un'aspirazione molto più potente della macchina, grazie a un cassone appunto del vuoto, ho questo giro d'aria che contribuisce a far sì che il materiale lavori a una temperatura molto più bassa. Oltretutto va anche a diminuire quello che è il contatto del materiale con l'area di taglio, con evidenti, insomma, vantaggi di questo tipo di lavorazione.
Are informing me that there are even many people Spanish talking. So very quickly, I'd like to see something in Spanish. Very quick. Básicamente tenemos dos tecnologías en nuestra máquina de corte. La tecnología que tenemos en nuestra máquina de corte son una con filtro y una con cepillos. Las que tienen filtros son la tecnología más económica, que sale muy bien, las que se encuentran mayormente en el mercado, donde somos muy competitivos y tenemos toda la experiencia del mundo, porque son muchísimos años que estamos haciendo esto. Y la tecnología con cepillos. La tecnología con cepillos nos permite controlar temperatura y polución. Porque claramente se crea un ambiente, un environment que nos permite de controlar también esto, también esta parte de la tecnología. Estas son las dos tecnologías más. ¿Vale? Seguimos. We will continue in English for this step.
Continue with the presentation. Yes.
Okay. Technical presentation. We'll return.
Okay.
Okay. Obviously. As you know, especially in some sector like aerospace industry, our customers come from thermal camera. Nuestros clientes vienen con cámara térmica. With the thermal camera, because they need to be absolutely sure. I don't know if you see 21 degree, 22 degree, maximum 23 degree. It means that never, ever, even when you cut more than one ply, or one ply, or more than one ply, go more than 22-23 degrees. We can ensure to the customer the 35 degree. Noi possiamo assicurare i 35 gradi come massimo, però nella media, queste sono prese di telecamere di un cliente importantissimo, di cui ovviamente non possiamo fare il nome, ma che produce oggetti che volano, che trasportano tante persone. Non dirò il nome, ma insomma, è abbastanza. Ce ne sono due al mondo, per cui non è che sia tanto difficile. Alla fine, questo tipo di tecnologia è la tecnologia che permette al buyer di decidere molto spesso cosa acquistare. Per noi è stato fondamentale. We demonstrate that our machine was able to cut at this temperature with no pollution and the right certification. Oh, very important point. Start Stefano Italian and later
after. Epilogo di tutte le nostre soluzioni, quindi abbiamo detto macchine con piano in feltro, macchine con piano con le spatole, poi macchine statiche con veiorizzate, con la possibilità di tagliare diversi spessore, diverse altezze di materiale o anche diversi strati. Questo è un breve riepilogo perché poi in realtà una delle nostre caratteristiche è la customizzazione del prodotto, per cui siamo in grado di andare dietro quelle che sono le richieste del cliente e sviluppare il prodotto tenendo conto delle caratteristiche che ci vengono richieste, delle esigenze. E questo, diciamo, è un po' il nostro fiore all'occhiello. oltre alle macchine insomma di taglio, adesso si è parlato di taglio, ma siamo in grado di fornire altri strumenti che riguardano appunto l'alimentazione del materiale. Ora vediamo alcuni esempi, anche stenditori multirotoli con allineatori, insomma da questo punto di vista andiamo a
magazzini
automatici. In realtà partiamo anche dal software per il nesting, esatto, sì. Per cui c'è tutta a monte tutta la parte di software per la creazione appunto del nesting, arriviamo al prodotto tagliato, come appunto anche sistemi per il posizionamento live delle figure da tagliare, in modo che dove necessario si possono seguire bene quelle che sono appunto le direzioni del materiale, quindi lavorando esattamente sul materiale che in quel momento ho sull'area di taglio. Grossa attenzione anche a tutto quello che è il discorso di sostenibilità. Questo è un argomento caro a Sergio, per cui
very important to me.
Te lo lascio.
Ok, very important point. So I repeat a little bit. We can see for us, our customer most of the time don't want a machine for doing a simple to solve a simple problem. Our customer wants to sometimes cut just one like this, but in the same machine they want to cut even the core. And then for this reason, this is the reason because of different or Kevlar or aramidic or other kinds, mostly sometimes they want to cut 20 at the same time in the army, in the prepreg, for example, or Kevlar, for example, most of the time for pro bullets. Now, customers pretend to cut more by ply of helmets. This is the situation that we face many times. So we can have a single machine able to do any things. Obviously, specialized machine is better, but imagine a customer that cannot buy three different machines. With one machine can solve, obviously, a single machine with many options cost a little bit more. Another important point about it is, due to we had not only composite industry, but also other industry, we are doing cutting machine for many different kinds of markets. The number of machines that we are producing permit us to be very, very competitive, even in the price. Because if you produce 100 machines per year, it's a problem. But you start doing 200 machines or including the spreader and the other, 300 machines per year. Costs become interesting. We are right in the market at a very good price. Stefano, puoi ritornare all'inizio dei prodotti, così faccio vedere. I repeat. Ok, da questo punto. Ok. Clicca lì, ritorniamo sulla schermata principale. Ok. So, basically, I repeat this in English language. We have obviously single ply cutter till 2 centimeters, 2.5, 3, 6, 6 reinforced for Kevlar, 8 centimeters for industry, 9 centimeters for other kinds of industry, from fiberglass to carbon fiber to Kevlar in different kinds of configuration, static. On the right, in the middle, you see conveyor and conveyor, even the felt system. So, exists a solution for everybody. Tenemos una solución para todos, porque tenemos diferentes 10 distintos tipos de cabezas de tipo de corte con 3 distintas tecnologías de corte. Esta es la razón por la cual podemos solucionar cualquier problema. Además de esto, furthermore, advanced Stefano, continue with the slide. Feeding cradle, multi-role feeding, and the arch. I want to talk about arch. Sometimes technology is so advanced that our customer asked us a recontrol before to cut if the orientation that they calculate during the drawing correspond in the moment of the cutting of the Cartesian is because I'm a pilot. I fly sometimes with the objects in carbon fiber, my small airplanes. Then I know exactly. And if you change 1 degree or 2 degree, mechanically the structure could be not so strong as you think. Including that today, everybody are looking for weight, reduce weight. So what we are doing with Arch, augmented reality camera, we control if the orientation of the fiber correspond to the project. So our machine, just in case of difference, is able to move the position automatically with the Arcmatic system. Pammi alla ecologia, very important point. I finished it before explanation in Spanish. Tenemos un sistema de visión virtual que nos permite de controlar si el proyecto de cuándo vamos a cortar corresponde a lo que estaba dibujado. ¿Esto por qué? Porque claramente un grado de desplazamiento en una pieza puede cambiar la tenida mecánica de lo que se va a construir. Vale, adelante. Advance. Energy efficiency and sustainability. We involved many years ago, I think 2017 or 2015, TUF. We are doing a very good job with TUF. We are very happy we are doing with TUF. A very good job. ISO and TUF for us are fundamental. And we achieved a special certification with 4.9 kilowatt, we are able to produce and to cut when the best of our competitor needs 20 kilowatt. It means that with our technology, you give to the planet minimum 25 to 30 tons of CO2 per year. So any customer that can buy our machine, me, the CEO, can do certification approved by TUF that permit you to have a credit of 20 to 30 tons of CO2. This is very important. Just because you buy my machine and just because TUF permit me to have these kinds of certification, I can stamp and sign a declaration like CO all the certification that I put because we got this from TUF, because we got this from ICE, because we got this from DNC, many organizations about this. So finally, our customer can achieve a certificate with the 20 to 30 tons per year if buy one of our machine. It is the gain for the customer of the planets compared to the manual cutting on to other competitors over here. This is our gift to the market. Very important. This is the very important point, I think, for me, especially for those customers that work for big giants or big group or automotive industry or aerospace industry where it is compulsory. Okay. Obviously, customization. I think, Stefan, in the last 10 machines we sold, how many machines was the standard?
No one
was standard.
No.
Any customer needs something different, we have two companies, basically. One company that produces standard frame. The other company, even FK, the people more intelligent are those people that do modification because, for example, something want robot in one position, another customer want to, for example, either customer want to optical alignment. Say, no, I want, or another customer want to cut. I have one customer that cut 7 rolls or 6 rolls.
Eight rolls
of dry fabric.
Glass.
Dry glass and one should cut this because it needs to be cut perfectly at the same. If you cut in the same shoot, obviously the first and the last are exactly the same. So it is was for us a challenge. We accept the challenge and we won. It is our goal. So, my dear, thank you for your attention. I finish in Spanish. Praticamente la customización es nuestro punto fundamental. Me explicaba Stefano que las últimas, por lo menos 20 máquinas que hemos vendido, 10 máquinas, perdón, sí, que hemos vendido, no una es igual a otra. Son todas distintas, porque cada cliente necesitaba algo distinto. Por ejemplo, un cliente importantísimo nos ha preguntado de cortar 8 rollos al mismo tiempo. Y el challenge no ha estado cortar. Para nosotros es una tontería. Podemos llegar a cortar hasta 40 capas de fibra de vidrio. No es un problema. El problema era el alineamiento, el feeding, la alimentación. Y se soluciona ¿cómo? Alineando los rollos. Tiene un sistema particular con cámara, con foto óptica, con todo esto. Claro, costa más el feeding de la máquina de corte, pero vamos, la solución se le ha dado. Esta es nuestra filosofía, esta es nuestra manera de vivir este mercado que nos gusta muchísimo. Vale, gracias. Thank you for your time. Thank you. It was our short presentation. Sorry for the long talking. But if I can understand my position.
Absolutely, absolutely. I love it. I simply love it. So we have Italian language, we have English today, we have now Spanish. Now, now, Ancorol, if you watch this on replay because you couldn't attend today, I think with all these Spanish messages today, Ancorol, you should consider in launching a Jack Forum España. How about that?
We will be present.
And Sergio promises to be one. Sergio promises to be already the first customer. So that would be fantastic. Yeah. So Spain is always, of course, a nice country to visit.
Spain, to be honest, Spain is moving very well.
Yes, absolutely.
Because it's a country where the people are still doing production, like in Italy.
Yeah, it's it.
The countries where the people are still doing production are those countries that buy machine from us, where we are selling, providing machine. And also in Asia, there are many. But talking about Europe, the world is becoming smaller due to some politicians, is becoming smaller. For talking about Europe, Spain obviously is another country where the people are doing production.
And you are absolutely right. We have to look at the values that are created within the European territory, whether it's European Union or the European...
Don't forget about Turkey.
Included, yes. Manufacturing is the soul of job creation, and therefore you have really touched a very, very important point. Besides the sustainability that I'm talking with Roberto all about all the time,
and exactly are corresponding the country indicated by Roberto at our true situation in the field.
Yes. Okay, so we got the Spanish market now included in this today's show. So if you are watching from Spain or watch this on replay, please write in the comments what you think about an idea of Jack Forum España. I do not want to pressurize too much the Jack Group, but they should fantastically look into this with Sergio in the soonest. Also, what I would like to comment, Sergio and Stefano, on your excellent presentation today is because I'm from the textile industry and we have been weaving tons of glass fiber for fabrics. Now, having 8 rolls of glass fiber fabrics and glass fiber fabrics, I mean, guys, this is not like a shirt cloth, yeah? No. The glass fiber fabrics, they walk all the time. They are sliding because the rovings are very smooth. So there's nothing to to mechanically stay in shape. So they're moving all the time. And you imagine 8 of these rows, 8 materials overlapping, and they're moving each other. This is a hell of a challenge. Yeah. And if you guys have solved this
before to spread, if we move this before, we align when the pole, the touch are already aligned, because we do the preparation before, much before. It costs a lot, but it's fantastic selection.
Okay. Now we know how it works.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So I got Roberto back into the picture. We make a very short break for our community. Then we will continue with Roberto and talk about Jack Forum, the conferences. And bye for now from Stefano and Sergio. We will come back to you later on.
Thank you.
How do we connect you with stories within the composites and sustainable materials industry? We are on the ground to find the facts. We examine big, innovative ideas. We let diverse perspectives on technology and sustainability emerge and ignite conversations that matter most to bring you the composites and sustainable materials world. Stay informed, stay connected, stay inspired. From our online studios in Germany, covering events and corporates from France, Italy, UK, Central Europe, and many more European regions. Join us for creating sustainable value.
With Composites 360 on Tour, Composites Lounge Engineering Talks, and Composites Lounge End User Panels, hosted by Ilkay Özpizoğlu. Weekly on LinkedIn, YouTube, and your preferred podcasts.
Roberto, how important is aesthetics?
I guess it's essential.
It's essential. Now, the Jack Forum Italy, let me ask you this before we go into the content, will be at Villa Erba. Now, yes. I asked ChatGPT. These days, you know, you don't ask Google anymore. You ask ChatGPT. I said, tell me something fantastic about Villa Erba. And he's giving me the history, and he's giving me that probably that Villa Erba was also inspiring some James Bond films and Ocean 11 films. Yeah. So because one of the famous Italian film directors was living there, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's one of the most beautiful places in northern Italy. Yeah.
Yes. Did you select that place, or was it Ancorol actually?
On purpose.
On purpose. Okay, fine.
Yeah, we had the two options. So one was Venice, and the other one was Villa Erba. At the end, for 2025, we choose Villa Erba, but probably in 2027, it will be in Venice.
Okay, also a nice place. Also, of course, yeah. I'm very much looking forward. I've looked at the pictures, so I think this trailer that I did in Paris, I will do something similar with Milano, Villa Erba, Lake Como. Really looking forward to it. All right. Okay. So, Roberto, before we dive into, let me see what the community is saying. So we have additionally Julia here, Julia Valentini, and she's from the FiberTech group. I hope they are already a partner of Asso Compositi. If not, maybe you can talk with them. Yes. Okay. Wonderful. Then we have Rafael from Poland looking for very concrete items. So we will look after that.
They are doing business.
So this is also what Sergio said is important, and Stefano, is the Jack world is basically top of the funnel, get the people interested, and then Jack Forums is doing business. So we are in the business mode right now. Yeah. Then. Yeah, what do we have here? Yeah, okay. Then Yannick was saying about the teaser of the Jack group. That's fun. That's cool. Okay, so let's then dive, Roberto, now into the conference type community. Yeah. You have to know this Jack Forum Italy is particular in that it is bringing together sellers and buyers. So you have this forum type of business meetings that is enabled by a very specific app. And this app is a proprietary IT technology from the Jack Group, where buyers and sellers basically create a profile, and then they are agreeing on meetings. And the last time in the Jack Forum Italy, there were so many meetings. I think it was a thousand or close,
more than a thousand,
close
yeah.
to close to 1,000. Yeah. So imagine how many leads these are. Yeah, this is incredible. So this is the forum, the business meetings part, which is essential, of course. But there's also this conference part, and Roberto and his team, they are looking, of course, to fill the conference with meaningful, with future innovation, technology, and sustainable topics. And this is what we are talking right now about. I believe, Roberto, you have prepared a presentation, and I will put this now on the on the screen. Is this the right one?
Yeah, this is the right one. Thank you.
Okay, wonderful. So you take over.
Okay. I will switch to Italian, as usual. Questa è una formula di incontro che non è, come il CAI ha detto prima molto bene, una fiera tradizionale, ma si tratta di mettere in contatto e far lavorare assieme con incontri B2B gli espositori, che Jack chiama suppliers, e i visitatori, che giustamente Jack chiama buyers. E non è aperta a tutti. L'accesso come buyer è strettamente controllato da Jack, e quindi bisogna fare domanda per avere accesso, quindi non è un evento ad accesso libero. Questo è un grosso vantaggio per gli espositori, perché consente di lavorare meglio e organizzare meglio incontri efficaci. Questa è una fotografia di Villa Erba che il CAI ha ben presentato prima. Quindi una location splendida, e noi abbiamo organizzato assieme a Jack questo evento. Jack si è occupato di tutta la parte organizzativa, nella quale sono estremamente competenti e professionali. Noi ci siamo occupati della parte dei contenuti. Una breve introduzione a So Compositi. Ormai quest'anno compiamo 20 anni, quindi faremo anche una piccola festa di compleanno. Jack ci ha promesso una torta alla sera, all'evento serale. Abbiamo circa 80 soci, e sono aziende italiane che lavorano in diversi settori, dei materiali compositi, che vanno dalle materie prime alle attrezzature per la produzione ai prodotti finiti. Questi sono i risultati del Jack Forum di 2 anni fa, che abbiamo tenuto a Bologna. Sono stati organizzati più di 1000 business meeting, 1013 per la precisione, il CAI è stato molto preciso. Abbiamo avuto più di 130 buyer accreditati, che ha generato un volume di incontri superiore ai 1400. 400 partecipanti, 19 paesi che hanno visitato, 25 speaker e 60 supplier, quindi 60 espositori. L'esperienza, abbiamo fatto un sondaggio naturalmente per misurare il grado di soddisfazione dei partecipanti al Jack Forum 2023, che come vedete le cifre sono impressionanti. Tutti sono stati molto contenti della formula, l'esperienza sia lato buyer, quindi lato visitatore, che lato supplier, cioè lato espositore, è stata molto, molto positiva. Qui abbiamo qualche, immagine della location dell'anno scorso, che era a Fiera Bologna, quindi in uno dei padiglioni di Fiera Bologna. Quest'anno saremo in un contesto molto più raffinato e molto più storico, se volete, con un centro convegni, in un centro convegni molto moderno e accogliente. La regione è nota, la regione di Como è nota per il suo largo impiego di compositi. C'è molta industria nel nord della Lombardia, naturalmente lavora in molti settori, tra cui rizzoli aerospazio, auto, sport, naturalmente nautica. Può sembrare sorprendente, ma nord della Lombardia è pieno di laghi, quindi nonostante siamo non sul mare, c'è molta industria nautica, e vedete altri esempi nella slide. Qui alcune foto della location, che è veramente una location unica di grande prestigio, e siamo sicuri che i nostri ospiti si troveranno a loro agio non solo durante l'evento, ma anche nella reception che terremo la sera del primo giorno. Questi sono i tre focus dell'evento. Naturalmente abbiamo detto gli incontri B2B con una piattaforma digitale proprietaria di Jack che è molto evoluta e consente di organizzare molto bene questi incontri B2B prima dell'inizio dell'evento. Poi abbiamo il programma di conferenze che è stato curato da noi e poi ci saranno anche delle, diciamo, sessioni di innovazione e delle dimostrazioni per quanto riguarda gli aspetti legati all'innovazione. Questo è il programma delle conferenze, quindi iniziamo il primo giorno con una sessione dedicata alle nuove tecnologie e abbiamo invitato Vercella e Antefil Composite a illustrare le loro attività. Il pomeriggio del primo giorno abbiamo invece la tradizionale Startup Innovation Session, che quest'anno sarà dedicata al process and manufacturing, quindi un focus molto attento sulla parte di produttività e di produzione, che abbiamo detto essere una delle sfide del futuro. Il secondo giorno avremo la sessione di apertura dedicata all'innovazione nei trasporti con HP Composites, che produce componenti per supercar, e Production Group, che invece produce componenti per il settore del trasporto ferroviario. E naturalmente non poteva mancare una sessione conclusiva sulla sostenibilità e circolarità dei materiali compositi, in cui i principali speaker saranno naturalmente Eucia, presenteremo quello che stiamo facendo nel settore della sostenibilità, Cobalt Composite, Polint Group e ERA. ERA è una multi-utility nella zona dell'Italia centro-settentrionale. Diciamo qui abbiamo il profilo di quelli che sono i supplier, cioè gli espositori, e anche di quello che devono essere i buyer, che devono essere dipendenti di aziende di un certo livello e con capacità di negoziazione. Quindi ci saranno top manager e capi di divisioni all'interno di diverse aziende italiane e straniere. Nel 2023 i top 5 sono state, per quanto riguarda i buyer, quindi i visitatori, aziende nel settore auto e trasporto su strada, aerospace, naturalmente nautica, e poi invece anche costruzioni, ingegneria civile e design, e con ruoli di manager, capo della ricerca e sviluppo, capo degli acquisti o direttori di reparti di ingegneria e di sviluppo. Il 90% circa dei buyer era italiano. Perché partecipare come supplier? La lista degli espositori ormai è già chiusa, però qui ci sono ottime ragioni per partecipare anche come espositore, per catturare nuove opportunità di business e ampliare la propria network. Customizzare la propria agenda di incontri attraverso la piattaforma messa a disposizione da Jack, che è veramente molto sofisticata e molto moderna ed efficace. Questi sono i servizi che sono offerti da Jack Forum Italy per sia i visitatori che soprattutto anche gli espositori, quindi profilo personale completo, canale di comunicazione con tutti i potenziali buyer diciamo diverse altre opzioni. I package che sono stati offerti sono due, vado rapidamente su questo perché, come abbiamo detto, ormai la lista degli exhibitor è quasi completamente chiusa. Sono lieto di annunciare che abbiamo superato la lista dei supplier di Bologna con 66 espositori, quindi ci saranno 66 espositori che avranno o acquistato uno standard package o un premium package. E poi abbiamo naturalmente FK, che non posso dimenticarmi di ringraziare, come main sponsor, che diciamo è il main sponsor della manifestazione. Questo è uno screenshot del sito web, quindi invito tutti i partecipanti a questo webinar a andare a visitare il sito web del JEC Forum Italy 2025, dove avrete e potete avere maggiori dettagli su espositori, quindi su supplier, su buyer, che sono più di 100 oggi e il numero continua ad aumentare. Sapete che noi italiani tendiamo sempre a fare le cose all'ultimo minuto, quindi mi aspetto che la lista dei buyer, che già oggi ha superato e ha quasi raggiunto il numero dei buyer iscritti a Bologna, continuerà a crescere, ma trovate la lista aggiornata sul sito e trovate anche la lista aggiornata dei supplier. Io ho provato a introdurla in questa presentazione, ma naturalmente non si riesce a leggere nulla, però è impressionante la quantità di aziende, anche di alto livello, anche internazionali, che hanno deciso di partecipare a questa edizione. Quindi non mi resta che invitare tutti a registrarsi come buyer e ad andare a cercare più informazioni sul sito web della manifestazione. Grazie per la vostra attenzione.
So, Roberto, this was a fantastic overview of all that is going on in Italy, and now with all this community that is also watching us. Dear community, thank you for all these comments that you have seen, your attention and your participation. I know most of you will watch this later on replay, maybe in the evening. I can warmly recommend to you guys, because this is also one of the few occasions where really the composites industry as an industry is coming together in Italy. And as also Mrs. Ferrari wrote in the comments, please, Spain, you are also welcome in Chernobyl. Yeah. And we have seen that you had last time, I wasn't really aware of that, 19 countries actually being in Italy. And of course, this JEC Forum Italy is not a solely Italian event that matches only Italian companies, but also companies from outside that have an interest in Italy are welcome. And also Italian companies that have an external interest, also buyers from the external countries can come and visit the forum. And this forum is not closed.
I should say, Kai, don't worry if you don't speak Italian, because there will be a translation service provided for the conferences.
Exactly, exactly.
It will be in English.
I remember last time in Bologna, now excuse me if I pronounce it again wrong. Is it Lamborghini or Lamborghini?
Lamborghini.
Lamborghini. Italians say Lamborghini. We in Germany we say for some reason Lamborghini. So Lamborghini is the right word. Yeah, so this gentleman from Lamborghini, he was holding a keynote presentation, and I could follow, of course, easily from the slides. Although he was speaking in Italian, it was a wonderful speech, with the slides being in English and also this translation service. And I like this vibe. Yeah? When you are international, when you are immersing yourself into this culture in Italy, and now with this prestigious, you said, ambiente of the Villa Erba, it will be very, very good, very, very nice. Yeah, okay. So we are coming slowly to the end. I will get back now also Sergio and Stefano into the picture. So let me ask you, Sergio, a final time. As someone who is supporting this, you are not JEC Group, you are not ASSO Composite, you are a industrial group. Are you happy with the presentation and with the preparation that is being done for JEC Forum?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. No word. Perfect.
Okay, so Roberto, everything's on the right track.
Absolutely the same for me. Wonderful collaboration with JC and the sponsor.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Good. Okay, so wrapping this up, dear community, thank you for being part of the show. You will, you can watch this now many times and as often as you like. Just after this has been finished here, you can watch it also on YouTube, and you will soon have the possibility to listen to this also in on your favorite podcast app. The particular speciality of this today's show was it was trilingual. We had English, Italian, and Spanish content here today, which I really applaud you guys for. It's getting interest, and this could be actually a role model for further shows. I have this idea of getting maybe Central Europe do it in a similar way, maybe Jack Duff Forum, and who knows, maybe Jack Forum España in the future. We will see. Now, my last question, and I will now go clockwise. I will start with Roberto. What is your call to action, Roberto? A call to action is basically what should the people do now after they have listened to our show today?
So my recommendation is, please, if you're interested in exhibiting, contact the JC as soon as possible, because the exhibitors list is about to be closed. If you want to be a visitor, so a buyer, if you want to qualify as a buyer, please do it as soon as possible, and you will be allowed to stay 2 days with no charges. All food is included, and you will have the wonderful opportunity to participate also to the evening event. And look forward not only for JC Forum Italy 2025, but also prepare for JC Forum Italy 2027.
So it will be continuing for 2027. Probably in Venezia.
Maybe in Venice. I'm pushing hard.
Yes. Okay. Looking forward to that. Let me follow up on what you said. You said the buyers are working. So there are a few spots still available for suppliers. So anyone who is interested in the Italian market, there are some really competitive packages available. Please contact now this week, so that these last spots, I'm sure after the show they will be sold out. Very last opportunity. I didn't know that there are some spots left. Now get the last spots. You will really not regret it. You will be saying this was one of your most ROI and payback, talk in financial terms, measure this year. So do that, yeah. And also, you will meet us all, yeah. The Roberto Frassini, who is the double president of Assocompositi and UCIA. You see how influential Italy actually is in composites. Huh? You cannot miss out on this, yeah. And Roberto is really a fine gentleman. Everyone can talk to him. He's open to everyone, yeah. So talk to him, approach him, and also companies like FG Group that are really international and. Also, let me say this customization, yeah, of the machines. We know all machines, usually they are typically standard, but they are doing customizations one. So, Roberto, you said I wanted to follow up on that one, the buyers. Now, the buyers. What would you recommend? What buyers would you say would have the most benefit of this?
I guess the category that I was mentioning during my second presentation perfectly reflects the typical profile of a buyer. It should be somebody who has decision power in the company, so directors of research and development, and designers that are interested in getting updated about the last innovation in the composite market. Should register as buyer, come visiting the show. Okay. Eleonora Ferrari is sending us an update. There is actually only one stand left, so if you are interested, worry. Don't worry, you have a place, but hurry up.
If for reasons that you had this somehow not on your radar, dear supplier, and you say, okay, now I've lost this. So first of all, there's still one place left. Call up Mrs. Ferrari. What a name, Ferrari. Call her up right now. She's on LinkedIn. She's waiting for your information. Call her up. Click her up. and get your last spot secured. And if you don't get any more places, have a look and talk with Jack Group if you can qualify as a buyer. And for the buyers that Roberto has now explained and sketched, these buyers are typically in the OEMs, like in the automotive industry, like in the ship naval industry, like in the aerospace, of course, industry. Yeah, but we are not only looking for transportation, the mobile industry, which is a classical composite industry, but we are also looking in the construction industry heavily. Now, Italy is a forerunner. I don't know what the latest is, but is a forerunner also in the construction business. Absolutely. You know, we have this topic of earthquakes, for example. Yeah, strengthening of buildings on earthquakes. Roberto is an expert in that also. We are not diving into this now because that's too much for today. But construction is important. Then, of course, we have all this whole renewable energy topic still on our radar with wind parks and all the other things. We have the sporting goods industry, leisure. Yeah, the sporting goods industry is one of the most and highest growing industries going there. And they need a lot of textiles and a lot of reinforcements that can be created by the machines of the FK group. So buyers, if you cannot be a supplier, ask if you can come as a buyer, qualify as a buyer, because you know, if you produce composites components, you need machines for automation, for cutting and everything, so you may qualify as a buyer. And finally, if you are from the automotive, aerospace, naval industry, sporting industry, medicine industry, contact the group and qualify as a buyer, and we would be happy to welcome you in Villa Gernaubio on the 11th and 12th of June. And now let me come to Sergio and Stefano. What is your call to action? What should people do now after they have listened to you in English, in Italian, and in Spanish?
Yeah. Well, finally, to be honest, finally, we was honestly very happy to conclude this meeting, and we can attend everybody. Any questions or any things, then we are thinking to continue in this way at
Confermo insomma tutto quello che ha detto. Noi aspettiamo insomma il nostro stand con piacere, pronti a raccogliere insomma qualsiasi richiesta, qualsiasi, come diciamo prima,
personalizzazione.
Siamo molto bravi in questo, per sì. Cui insomma siamo vi attendiamo, abbiamo già una serie di appuntamenti, insomma un'agenda bella piena, ma c'è spazio per tutti, per cui qualsiasi tipo di richiesta saremo ben felici di recepirla e poi chissà trasformarla in un progetto.
A richiesta vi veniamo a trovare anche a casa senza disturbare.
Esattamente.
Ok, so
all right. Okay, so dear community, then thanks one more time for watching us live on replay, for all your comments. And yeah, we see you then soon in Italy. As I said, anyone who is now outside Italy, welcome to Italy. And also there will be Jack Forum Central Europe and Jack Forum Dach still this year in September and October. We will do separate sessions on those. Yeah, and then we have a final outro now. And then I will say goodbye to everyone. Thank you for being part of the show.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Where people see thought leaders bringing up the latest topics and trends, particularly in the composites industry and advanced materials, we are seeing people working on sustainability and our future. To this end, thank you for listening our Composites Launch podcast episodes on Composites 360 on Tour. With expert and engineering talks, online live stream panels, and panels at subject exhibitions, we are here to serve you with the latest content that is available in this industry. Whether it is reporting from the market front, like the aerospace or automotive OEMs, whether these are regional events spread all over the DACH region, Europe or elsewhere in the world, we are here to cover those dialogues, presentations and events in order to bring you the most creative ideas with the mission of creating sustainable value.
Creating sustainable value means that we are connecting also the world with our partners. We invite you to join our Composites launch, Composites 360 on Tour, on our digital channels. Be rest assured, Composites launch brings you the brightest, the best, and the fastest topics on LinkedIn, YouTube, and here on your favorite podcast on a weekly basis. Stay tuned.